Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Mgwebi Masia, Eastern Cape Liquor Board spokesperson. A very good afternoon again.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners. And thank you so much for having us on your show.
No, and thank you again for coming on to the show, and we do appreciate it. So today, a sad day, and we're looking at a bad weekend. We had 21 dead after the three tavern shootings in South Africa, and this is just what, a couple of weeks after the tragic 21 teenagers died when we spoke last. And what's happened in the interim as regards the liquor board and the licensing and inspections of taverns? Is there any update?
Indeed, it is a sad day for our country, and particularly for the liquor industry, I must say, to have such tragic incidents on two consecutive weeks. So it's really unprecedented. It's unfortunate. Look, in terms of us in the Eastern Cape, I must say that we are very disappointed by what happened at that tavern where 21 young people lost their lives, because what has come out very clear from that tavern is that there was huge non-compliance by the liquor trader for allowing, young people to get into the establishment, but not only doing that, but also selling them alcohol and so on. So we are intensifying now. We're busy intensifying our monitoring, compliance monitoring efforts, because we want to ensure that this doesn't, repeat itself in the Eastern Cape, but not anywhere in the country. So we're currently putting together all the systems to ensure that we closely monitor all our liquor outlets to ensure that they comply with the trading conditions. But also importantly, we have strengthened our legislation. When this happened, we had already finalized the review of the Eastern Cape Liquor Act, which is closing a number of gaps that we picked up with the previous legislation. For instance, the issue of zoning, where we would issue a liquor license without necessarily having to ensure that the area was zoned, was in a business zoned area, the distance between the schools. So, from now going forward, we'll ensure that whenever we issue a liquor license, that the establishment is in a zoned area that has been approved by the municipality. So we want to get all the approvals from the municipality and ensure that the outlet is not in the residential area, as is the case with the current case of Enyobeni. So those are some of the changes that we have actually effected in the legislation that has recently been reviewed.
That is encouraging to hear, I must admit. The strengthening the legislation and the looking at the trading conditions and things, does this also include revisiting the existing taverns and seeing if they are still in compliance, if perhaps they've moved or if something has changed?
Yes, indeed. It involves ensuring that there is consistent visit to these liquor outlets. You will have heard that, for example, with the Enyobeni, the one where we had this incident, that we had not visited that liquor outlet, in this year. We only last visited the liquor outlet in 2020, and that is due to the limited capacity that we have, very few liquor inspectors that we have. So only to find out during this incident that, that structure had been altered completely. It's no longer the structure that we had approved as the Eastern Cape Liquor Board. So it's now a double story with one opening and all that. So those are issues that we want to take into account and ensure that we pay regular visits to these liquor outlets starting from now going forward.
Because I should imagine it's quite easy for these liquor outlets or taverns to just move and without giving the authorities notice or something, you know, to really just move to somewhere bigger or whatever, or cheaper to trade from. So, I mean, apart from monitoring the actual liquor, what else is the liquor board responsible for, particularly at the taverns?
Yes, one, monitoring, as they have indicated, but also we have a responsibility to educate, you know, the tavern owners, to empower them with information, you know, about, you know, the importance of, you know, obeying the trading conditions, how to run your business professionally, you know, the risk of, you know, of not adhering to the trading conditions and so on. But also we target the patrons with education, where we visit these liquor outlets to have one-on-one with patrons, encouraging them to consume alcohol responsibly and for them to know when to stop. Because I think the biggest challenge that we're having in the Eastern Cape, in particular, I'll talk about the Eastern Cape, is that there's an issue of binge drinking where people don't know when to stop. Mm-hmm. That is why you have a situation where people will stay in a tavern for the whole night until the following day, until 3 a.m., 4 a.m., somebody's still drinking. So I think that is the biggest challenge that we're dealing with. So we encourage our liquor traders to say that please refrain from selling alcohol to a visibly drunk person. Once you see that someone is drunk, please don't sell them alcohol, and so on and so on. So these are the issues that we actually also deal with in trying to empower them with information, but also to ensure that they understand and they run their businesses professionally.
Absolutely. And Gwebe Masia, Eastern Cape Liquor Board spokesperson, thank you for that update, and thank you for sharing your time with us, and have a very good evening.